And this is KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota, and it's time for the Beet Farm.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. Yeah, make your own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us on the Beet Farm Show at KTWH 99.5, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and of course, we always stream at ktwh.org. The Beet Farm is all about one-hour sessions with local singer-songwriter performers every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Beet Farms are replayed the following Sunday at 3 p.m. Folks can also access archive shows of all kinds at ktwh.org. We're Leslie and Carl, and we record a Beet Farm show live on the third Friday of the month. Thanks ever so much for listening. You know, this is still Give to You the Max week. It's a perfect time to think about a donation to help support your nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio station, KTWH. It's easy. Simply go to ktwh.org and click on Donate Now. We thank you for your contributions, your suggestions, and your comments. And of course, ahead of time, thanks a lot. A big welcome to our guest band today. They're called PB&J, and they're from Duluth. How about starting us out with your first song?
All right, this is our first song is from our brand new album, Progressive Concept. It is the first time we've ever performed acoustically. So here is Another Dimension.
Got me, got me, got me, tripped into.
Whoa, very, very nice. Okay, if you just tuned in, we're here with PB&J, a band from Duluth, and that song was called Another Dimension. Peter Anderson was the one who started up this band, and did you write that?
I did.
Did you? Oh, all yeah. Right. And I guess that's a song off of your newest album called Progressive Concept. Is mm-hmm. that right?
It is.
We'll talk a little bit about that, I think, in a little while, but that was a great song to start your set off with. How about another song right away?
Okay, this one's called Down the Spider Hole. This one's on our second full electric album. We did an acoustic album right before that because of COVID. And this one's off our album that came out right after COVID, all the restrictions let up. So this one's called Down the Spider Hole.
All right. We are here today with the band from Duluth called PB&J. And let's see, that was a song called Down the Spider Hole. And I'm assuming you wrote that one too, Peter?
Yep, I did.
You know, I guess I have to ask you, do you prefer Peter or Pete?
Professor Peanut Butter.
Professor Peanut Butter. I don't know if I'll say all those words across, but I do have it noted here that that is what you are known by, and that's in my notes right now. You know, I read that your band really has gone through many changes over the years, like you're on your fourth or fifth drummer.
We were on our fourth or fifth drummer. We've come out with an EP and five full albums, of all everything originally recorded by me, except for the EP. We now perform. We throw out sandwiches and have full peanut butter and jelly costumes.
That's so fun.
That I got a couple Halloweens ago. And yeah, so we really put on a performance when we're on stage, or at least we try to.
It's a show. It's not just a concert.
Yeah,
it's a show.
It's a whole thing.
And that is way cool. You know, not many bands do that kind of thing. So let's just welcome you individually, though, so we can see what's really up these days. Glad to have you, Peter. Professor Peanut Butter, you are said to be the band's very consistent original guitarist and vocalist. And welcome bassist Jake Erickson, also known as, I think, Jake the Jam, maybe.
Jam, yeah, you can jelly on a bass.
That's right. that's cool. I never thought of that. And glad to have you as well, Robert Wunderlich. PB&J's newest percussionist, and I think they call you Rob or Bobby?
Bobby Wonderbread.
Bobby Wonderbread, I love that. So your playing has been described in this band as undeniably the highest level of skill the band has ever seen. Did you know that? That's a really, really nice kudo. And I'm not sure who wrote that, but...
I did. I wrote right. about my own drummer.
All right, very cool.
I'm praising my own drummer. He's
I don't
awesome.
Blame you. I don't blame you so far. Yeah. Sounds great. So that's because of your conga skills, for one. Maybe PB&J hasn't had a conga player yet.
We've never had someone who has been able to play the congas well.
All right. So. Yeah, that means a lot then. And so you kind of have a Latin, because he has joined you. Some of your songs have a little bit of a Latin flavor to them. Mm. And just to go back real quick, Down the Spider Hole, your last song... you said, so what album is that on?
It's on the acoustic album.
Oh, okay.
And it's on, We Still Don't Know It's Called, is the title of our first full electric is called We Don't Know Yet.
Oh, okay.
And then our second one is called We Still Don't Know.
Oh, I like that. All right. Good choice of names.
Our acoustic album is called Unelectrified.
Unelectrified, yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, there's no doubt about what people are going to hear with it. So, you have any specific songs that you can say, yeah, that's one of our Latin flavor songs?
I was going to say, I did write some Latin music. I wrote this song called Mi Amor.
Mi Amor, oh.
It's a Latin salsa love song.
As in M-I and then A-M-O-R, right?
Yeah.
So, my love.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So, are you willing to play
that
one?
Yeah, we can play that.
We
can? G-sharp.
All right.
My bassist is looking at me like, I've never played this before.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. It's me? Just two notes. It's
okay.
Two notes.
Me and more. Here we go.
Improv.
Improv. All right, I like that one. Yeah, a little bit of a Latin flavor to that for sure. You know, I wanted to mention this with your song Down the Spider Hole, but I also heard some falsetto in your singing for this song, Mi Amor. I got to ask, did you start out by having vocal lessons, or
I did. I was, you know, I was in choir. Me and Jake were both in choir in high school
Superior.
Yeah,
and at Superior.
He was at East, but I
you
was
were at East.
I was at Superior with Mr. Calhoun.
Oh, all right.
And I was at Spartan Singers my senior year.
Cool.
My voice was my first instrument, you know, as a professional musician who now knows how to play over like 50. It's like, well, that
right.
was my first one because, you know, like I consider the voice an instrument and it's one of the most powerful instruments in my opinion.
Right.
And that was the first one I knew how to play. So it's, in my opinion, it's one of the easiest to use for me because I've been using it for so long or playing it so long.
Right. So, and I did know Mr. Calhoun pretty well because that's the district I taught in. I just don't remember. Was there lesson time or it was all choir?
Yeah.
Or?
It was choir. And then I also, for like, you know, we would go to state for singing or, you know, regionals for singing or whatever.
Right.
I did like, you know, like private lessons with him for to
get ready.
Know, to get ready for that. And
yeah.
Stuff. Like there was one year I remember I did. What was it? The two Guangla are It was Russian for two soldiers. I did it in English, but like in the original German, it was a German piece. I'm sorry, the two German soldiers. In the original German, it was, you know, and it was really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, he really got me ready. And one of the things that I still struggle with, he taught me that was, he's always like, you got to hold on to your vowels more, Pete. Like, you put too much emphasis.
Right.
On
Wait,
consonant.
Cool. Hey, Rob Calhoun, if you're listening, kudos to you. Yay. Mr. Calhoun.
Mr. Calhoun.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So I heard you using some falsetto, and it seemed so easy for you. So I thought, this guy has had some vocal training. Yeah. All right. So we're going for another song now.
Awesome. Let's do... one off of our first album, or let's do one of this is one of our album that came out right before our last one. This one's called Wasting My Time, parentheses, Money.
Okay. Wasting my time,
parentheses
money. Yeah. When you said the name of the song, I thought you were talking about, you were going to be talking about how you waste time and money, and it's all about she. Wow. Which of your earlier albums was that one on?
That one was on the one right before our latest one. It's called Ham Boning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do want to talk just a little bit about when I saw you and Jake in this studio. I think it was 2021. I'm not sure, but okay. You've been here Carl.
Yeah, the first time.
That's right, with me and Carl. And I really was wondering how long ago, but I think it was 2021 or...
I think it might have been older.
It was 2019.
I think it was before Corona, actually.
Oh, so yeah.
It was like 2019 or 2018.
Oh, of course. Of course.
It's been quite a while.
Yeah. I think it was 2018, actually. I almost want to say.
Right. And so, let's see. So, Professor Peanut Butter and Jake Jam were here, and Bobby was not, because there was a difference.
We were on, like, our second drummer, I think.
Was that your second drummer back then? Way cool. You know, I want to talk a little bit about Jake's bass guitar, because I'm kind of into basses myself. I'm thinking about buying a U-bass, of all things, because I'm old and that's getting kind of heavy on my shoulder, an electric bass. Anyway, yours is a 5-string. Could you talk a little bit about that? What is the added string to a usual 4-string bass?
It has a lower string.
It has one lower.
Go down a bit lower than a
string.
A B string, okay.
It is B, okay.
Yeah, it's a lower B. Uh-huh. And then I actually have a 6-string bass.
Wow.
I don't even have a 4-string. I just have a 6-string.
Uh-huh.
And normally, for those, you have a lower and a higher string.
Oh.
But and normally they say standard tuning is to tune the lower one to a C. But I tune mine to a B like a guitar.
Oh.
Because then you have a high and low, a high B string
and a low B string.
You know, so it makes a lot more sense that way, too. So I don't know why standard tuning isn't B, you know, instead of C for 6-string basses. But they say standard tuning is, you know,
is
that low note,
C.
That low string is a C. But
we had a guest on the show a couple of months ago that she played a 7-string guitar.
Yeah. And oh, Scarlett.
Once again, it was Scarlett. Double B. Yeah.
So, interesting bass. And I'm just kind of all about basses.
It's the same one as we brought last time, actually.
Really?
Yep,
it's the one I learned on.
Oh, that's so funny. So, have you seen those U basses?
No, I don't think I
okay.
have.
Okay. A U bass is the same size as a baritone ukulele.
Rob was just telling us about those, like in the car on the way here.
I'm telling you, I'm probably gonna sell my electric bass guitar.
We're gonna have to look into that.
And buy a U bass. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go on see how they're rated now. What's a top rated one? And get because last time I put it on, oh man. Oh. It really bothered my shoulders.
Yeah, you'll have to look into that.
Yeah, I will.
Who was that group we had on that had a frequency splitter?
Oh, it was Jane.
Jane, yes.
It was
that had a nice bass sound to it.
Jane Gang.
Oh, okay.
On a regular guitar.
Jane Axelson. Yeah, so she had her.
We played with them on Sidewalk Days in Duluth.
Yeah, so anyway, she had a really cool instrument. Okay, so can you remind me then, that was way back. That was like 2018, like you said. I was going to ask again. Yeah. So let's just have another song now.
All right. Well, we're a very original band, and we're known for making up songs on the spot. So we thought we would make up a song
on the spot. So here's an improvisation.
Yeah. So, I'm just gonna make it up right now on the spot.
I love that.
You know, chords coming off the top of my head. I might tell my bassist what the chords are. I might not.
Let's see what happens.
Let's just do E G C A.
Start with that.
Potentially
the same.
All right. And what would you call that?
I don't know. I haven't come up with a name for it.
Okay. You are listening to KTWH 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota, ktwh.org. And we are, I know that the whole area is continuing with their Minnesota Give to the Max Day, Give to the Max Week, and we would very, very much appreciate any kind of contribution that you could make. And you it's real easy to go online, ktwh.org, and donate to your favorite radio station with a lake view, KTWH. So let's see. We barely just quickly mentioned that you folks do a show rather than a concert, and I want to get back to those costumes. What? Because you know, we're radio, and so people at home should know what they can expect to see when they come to see your show. What kind of costumes are you talking about?
Okay, well, tomorrow we're playing at Archie Quinlan's.
Oh,
at,
okay.
You know,
and what time does that start?
Music starts at 8.
Uh-huh.
We're headlining, so we'll play last around 11 o'clock.
Okay.
But, we wear, they're actually like, you know, like foam costumes that are like slices of peanut butter, and then one slice is peanut butter, one slice is jelly. And, you know, like I said, we wear them on stage, you know, playing our instruments and stuff.
Is that getting in the way at all?
It's actually not, because like I said, they're like, you know, they're kind of like foam kind of, or they're I don't know, some felt kind of material. So, you know, it just kind of,
they just kind of squish or whatever. Mm-hmm, yeah,
exactly.
Well, that last song was cool. It was just kind of impromptu. And I started saying we had a guest in here one time when I told him it was getting close to the end of the show. He said, oh, I know exactly what song to play. And he had written a song called The End of the Show.
The End.
And it was really, his name is Will Dury, and he's quite inventive and very, very young. I think he just graduated from college, if that. And anyway, that was a perfect song. So there you go. Maybe a new song called The End, or this is the middle, or we're just improvising.
This is the middle.
This is the middle. Or we're just improvising. There you go. So I really want to get back to the idea and pick your brain a little bit about what is meant by your latest album, Progressive Concept.
So Progressive Concept is a literal progressive concept album. It's, you know, progressive rock, progressive metal, is the genre. And then it's also a concept album because each one of the songs is written in each one of the keys of the major scale.
Oh.
So it starts out with an intro in A.
Uh-huh.
And then Another Dimension is normally on the album. We recorded it in B. What's A sharp? Death Cult, actually.
B flat. Okay,
Death
whatever.
Death Cult is A sharp.
Uh-huh.
And then B is Another Dimension. C is Your Imagination. C sharp is Super Nerdy, and so on. You know.
Wow.
So, yeah, we wrote each song in each one of the keys of the major scale. And that's something I've always wanted to do ever since I learned about music theory.
Wow, that is really, really cool, and I've never heard anybody take something like that on. So, actually, I suppose for guitars and maybe bass, that just means moving your capo up one fret. Is that right?
I don't let Jake use capos.
Yeah, okay.
So, he had to learn the major scale, like, really well.
Wow.
Like, it was basically a really good learning process. Like, at this point, he's like, I can play in any key, pretty much.
Wow.
But before, it was like, I can play in C and G.
Right, right. Well, like, most jammers, that's about it.
Yeah, but, yeah.
So, how many sharps are in C sharp major? I'm kidding. You don't have to say.
Jake's like, I didn't learn it that way.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't have to know the amount of sugar.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, no, because you can hear.
Is it six?
It's probably not six.
Well, C sharp major, let's just say. What is it? Every single note is sharp.
Yeah.
It's, so it's a B7.
Seven.
Eight?
You were close. You were close, Jake.
That's right. Almost all of them.
You were close.
So that's what your progressive concept album is about.
Yeah.
So if people end up purchasing that, they might not be
able... It's only $5, too. It's for sale on Bandcamp or Reverb Nation, or they can purchase it from us, from me personally. I'll give it free delivery in the Twin Ports area.
Nice. Whoa. So,
and you get the hard copy CD and digital copies.
Oh, how nice.
With all purchases.
So. Very, very cool. So, once again, that, and how many songs are on that?
13 total, for including the intro and outro.
Wow. All right. Very, very cool. You guys are busy.
Yeah, we recorded a lot of music since the last time we've been here.
Wow, that's way cool. Yeah, way cool. All right, so how about another song now?
Right. Well, this song's, like I said, on Progressive Concept. First time we're ever going to play it acoustically. It's called Super Nerdy. Originally recorded in C sharp, we will be playing it in C.
Okay.
To make it easier.
All right. Yay. All right. Super Nerdy, also written by Peter Anderson. Jake, do you write?
All the bass parts.
You write all the bass parts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Usually it's, that's how it goes. I only do backup. I'm not a lead singer or lead anything, but yeah, just make up your own stuff.
I give them suggestions sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We all give each other suggestions.
Yeah, that's great. That is great. So that one was called Super Nerd.
Super Nerdy.
Super Nerd E, as in I-E at the end?
Why.
Why, okay. Super Nerdy,
It's written about myself.
Let's see then. You're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM and KTWH.org. I'm going to mention just one more time that this is the Give to the Max time in Minnesota, and we would love for our listeners, our volunteers, everybody, to just go to ktwh.org and look for Donate Now. There's a button, I believe, that says Donate Now, and it's real easy. It takes very, very little of your time to support in that way. And we do thank everybody. You know, I don't want to make light of the fact that we do have folks at the station who would like to take your comments, your suggestions. And so it's not that we're just saying that. We're interested in your suggestions about your community radio station. So please go online and donate, and also comments are very, very welcome. All right, so that was a Super Nerdy, that last song off of their PB&J's latest album, Progressive Concept.
Yep.
That was from Progressive Concept, right. And how about another song?
Okay. Well, this one's off our first album that I ever recorded with PB&J. It's called Nighttime in the City. I think we played it last time we were here, too.
That could be, and that would be wonderful. So Jake and Peter were in that, and Bobby was not in that band yet. There was another percussionist. So here you go. What was the name of it again?
Nighttime in the City.
Okay.
Thank you. much for each other. In my eyes, could ever.
Wow, Nighttime in the City. That was a wonderful song. And I must admit, I do not remember, you know, way back then. But apparently that was from your first album. You know, I was going to ask you in order. Can you name those albums again for the listeners?
Yeah, so first was our EP,
yeah.
Aimed at the Armada. That was actually a video game soundtrack recorded by a local artist, Josh Brown.
Ah.
And there was four songs off that, only because it's just an EP.
Right.
Three of them were instrumental. So it's, you know, just kind of, and then after that we recorded, We Don't Know Yet. I recorded it. And then we recorded Unelectrified, the acoustic album. And then, We Still Don't Know, Hamboning, and then Progressive Concept most recently.
Okay. Great. All right. And so if anybody would like to acquire those, they could contact you how?
You can contact me through Facebook. Look up P period B and sign J on Facebook, and you can, you know, message PB&J. Or you can go to bandcamp.pbjmusic1.
Oh, okay.
And you can buy our albums directly there off there.
Yeah, great. All right, those are some good ideas then. You know, I think I'm going to read to you something that I read. And here goes. Although all through COVID, PB&J kept everyone entertained with their live streams on Facebook, YouTube, etc. With the popularity of those live streams, social media pages grew. And now, you guys, and that I just added, it didn't say you guys, but you guys are one of the biggest bands in the Twin Ports on social media. I don't know if you knew that. Even with all the changes this band has seen, PB&J is only getting better. And I just thought that was a wonderful thing that I read. And so, yeah. Once again, you will be at R.T. Quinlan's tonight, right?
Tomorrow night.
Saturday.
With some great bands, Lost Evidence, they're from the cities.
Uh-huh.
Prairie Fire, a local Duluth band, and Sorrows Never Die. Sorrows Never Die has a couple of my friends from high school, and it's only their third show. They're finally getting their band together.
Oh, cool.
So it's really cool for me. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, they're finally getting the band together.
Yep, and you're the veteran.
Yeah.
As young as you are, yep. So that's kind of cool. And what would be another show that you have lined up or do you right now?
I don't think we have any other shows lined up at the moment because, I mean, me personally, I'm doing other projects and stuff too. So PB&J isn't the only thing I have going on.
Okay.
So I have some other projects in December.
You know, that's exactly what I was going to ask you next. Do you always play as a trio? Or, you know, how else?
We actually branch out quite a bit. Like, me and Rob have our separate band called the PR Department, where he plays drums or he'll play bass and we'll have a drum machine going or something, but it's just a band with just me and him.
Oh.
Or then we also have a band called the Salsa Project with me, Rob, and another person, Chrissy, who we play with, who specifically we play Latin and salsa music in that
group. Oh, nice. Yeah. So that is way branching out compared to how you started.
I recently did a play, a musical play, and I did the drums and recorded all the backing tracks for it, for Zombies from Beyond.
Yeah, and I was there, and I loved it, yeah. And I thought you did just a great job. You and Steve Sokol headed
yeah,
up
really
all
got
that.
Yeah, Steve Sokol is one amazing guy.
He is an amazing guy, and the two of you, according to him, worked really, really well together.
Yeah, we work really well together.
Yeah, and so and that was an amazing musical over at Denfeld. I was thoroughly entertained by that. And the other thing that tickled me big time was seeing the two of you in tuxes.
Wasn't that? That's I showed up and the director took one look at me. She's like, I brought her to tears almost. She was just like, "Pete, you cleaned up so nice."
That was an unexpected pleasure for me. And I brought a friend with me, and we both just loved that. It was Zombies from the Great Beyond.
From the Beyond.
Yeah. And that was wonderful. So do you have any other kinds of things?
I'm doing, for my church, we're doing a Christmas recital, mass kind of thing on December 17th.
Yeah.
Pilgrim Lutheran Church. I'm pretty sure we're doing I'm playing bass for that.
Oh, wow.
I just got the music a few, like a week ago, and I've been practicing.
Yeah. So, Peter, what other instruments do you play, of course?
Well, I bragged earlier that I play probably, I've lost count. It's over 50. Like, I play next to everything I have. I just started really focusing more on piano the last few weeks, actually. And then, I play a lot of, I have a banjo. I play the banjo, mandolin, ukulele. All your flute,
the strings.
And, yeah, flute, trumpet. I got trombone. I have,
You've collected all those instruments.
Yeah, these are just the instruments that I have. I play,
others.
I have an auto harp too, and I play the regular harp too. I don't have a harp, but I practice on Steve's.
Yeah.
And
auto harp. I'm pointing thumbs down. How many strings does that have? How many strings do you have to tune to play an auto harp?
I've tuned my grandma's before, and it's not fun. And I actually just tuned a piano not too long ago. I offer that service.
Nice.
As well. I work on instruments. I tune. I can tune a piano. I work on guitars are my specialty, but I also can work on next to any instrument.
Nice.
Provide for my service, and I also record other people too.
That's right. And I did want to ask you, you have a whole big recording studio in your house?
Yeah,
or?
I do.
Wow.
And actually, I recorded Rob's solo project, Northern Acoustics, and I also recorded Gavin Glenn's comedy studio album.
Oh,
his
wow!
Debut album, Zig.
All right.
They're both really, really good albums. Like, Gavin's is, I can't stop laughing at it. There's one song called Lawn Gnomes on it.
And what was that?
It's called Lawn Gnomes. It's on Gavin Glenn's album Zig.
Okay.
And it's like the third track, and I used a pitch shifter, and so it sounds like. Like a chorus of lawn gnomes.
Oh my! Long gnomes.
Long gnomes.
Okay, I couldn't quite get what you were saying.
Gnomes.
Well.
The ones with the pointy hats.
Yeah. All right. So, unfortunately, I'm the one who has to sit here and keep track of the time, and I'm here to tell you.
Three minutes.
3 minutes. So
okay.
This is probably your last song.
Okay.
And so
all right.
I have to say that we've been here with PB&J and loving it. And thanks you guys so much for coming up. This Beat Farm Hour with me and Carl was just really fun. I want to thank Bob and Moose, who are in the other rooms, making sure our broadcast goes out in the correct way. Bob and Moose, thank you so much. They're doing their job. And also, thanks so much to our station volunteers and, of course, all of you listeners. KTWH is a big, huge community, really, when you take in all those people and we're here to say thank you to all of you. One last song by PB&J.
This one's dedicated to everyone here at the radio for us today. We really want to say thank you, and we've missed you. And this song is called Have I Told You?
All right.
I missed you today, 'cause I